AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has arrived in Tel Aviv on the first leg of a trip to the Middle East that will include discussions with America's allies on the Iranian nuclear deal. He told reporters on his way to Israel the agreement does not place any restrictions on U.S. security efforts in the region.
Doesn't limit what we do to carry out our strategy in the region. Doesn't limit what we can and will do in defense of our good and staunch friend Israel.
He says the Obama administration reserves the right to use military force against Iran if necessary. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been critical of the agreement, saying he believes it opens the door to nuclear weapons in Iran. A second day of showers and thunderstorms is drenching southern and central California. This weekend's rainfall totals were broken in at least 11 locations. This woman tells KNBC she was visiting Venice Beach when one of the storms hit.
Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Like, we're just riding our bikes down, and all of a sudden we get poured on. We had to stop over. It was intense.
The Midwest is also getting pounded. A mother and two children were killed when their mobile home was swept into an Ohio creek during a heavy rainstorm. We're getting some more details from a deposition that comedian Bill Cosby gave after being accused of a sexual assault 10 years ago.
There is no clear evidence that shows Cosby committed a sex crime. He claims on one occasion he and his accuser engaged in sexual contact, taking her silence as consent, saying he went into an area between permission and rejection. Later that night, Cosby said he tried to resume contact, but she said no, and he pulled back. The transcripts also show Cosby's wife, Camille, knew about this case, but he said he hid cases from her, funneling hush money to women through accounts that Mrs. Cosby would not see. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Los Angeles, investigators are checking into the death of a man in a pool at a home owned by Demi Moore. This is AP Radio News. A small plane crashed near a private airport Sunday in Henderson, Nevada, leaving two people critically hurt and two others with minor injuries. A fire ignited after the crash, and the plane is a total loss. Former President George H.W. Bush has gone home from the hospital to continue his recovery from a fall. This is family spokesman Jim McGrath.
His recovery had progressed to the point that doctors felt that he could continue it at home. So he had made the progress that they had wanted to see, and that's why they felt comfortable releasing him today.
Doctors say Bush did not suffer nerve damage when he fell Wednesday. They said they anticipate the 41st president will recover fully in 3 to 4 months. 70 years after World War II, executives from a major Japanese corporation have offered an unprecedented apology to a 94-year-old U.S. prisoner of war for using American POWs for forced labor during the war. They said they felt a deep sense of ethical responsibility for that past tragedy. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.